Very happy now to be joined by two-time NHRA world champion Bruno Massel. And he's here to talk about Garage Squad, which returns tonight for its second season on the Velocity Channel. And Bruno, let's just start off because I'm always a little bit, the nebulous thing between what constitutes a hot rod, because you might say, hey, look, I put a blower in the middle of my hood. This is a hot rod. When do you say, nah, that ain't a hot rod or that is?
Well, you know what? I think it all comes down to the owner. You know, if he wants to call it a hot rod, he's got a passion for it. I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you got to have a passion for cars. And to me, a hot rod is anything that you've got a love for.
Well, that's the thing, the emotional attachment. I mean, guys will say my baby and they're talking about their car. And I guess what it is for me, when I was a little kid, I loved the Mustangs of the 60s. I liked the Camaro Z28. It's just sometimes the aesthetics of a car really appeals to you. So for you, what was your car growing up?
You know, growing up, I always liked the Corvettes. For some reason, the C3 model, it's like a 72, or actually like the 78 to 82 in that range. Something about that body style, even today, really speaks to me. My mom had one as a kid, and it got totaled in a car accident. Maybe that's what it is. But something about the Corvette was always like classic cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially what was American Graffiti, and was it Suzanne Summers? She was in a little Corvette at the time.
You know, that'll do it for anybody.
Well, I know your dad he did this, and a lot of times you want to do what your dad did. But for a while there, when you were in college, you were a good student. You're thinking about being a lawyer, right?
Yeah, you know, for me, I grew up around the racetrack with my dad, so that was. It was something I kind of almost took for granted. You know, we'd go to the racetrack with him as a kid, and it was like going to the, you know, baseball field with other kids would do with their dads. But so I never really gave it a second thought. It was just something I always thought would be there. And I graduated from college, and I sat there the first day at orientation at law school, the school I wanted to get into and the path I was supposed to go down. And I just thought, God, no, this isn't for me. This isn't where I want to be. And I think my parents about died when I deferred my acceptance, and I decided, you know what, we're going to go in the family business. Let's go racing. Let's have some fun, you know. And fortunately, it's worked out. You know, I've had a pretty good run over the last few years, and we've won a few championships, and had great support from people from AutoGeek.net and Chevrolet, and get to talk about cars on television and race them on the weekends. You know, what's better than that?
Now, is your dad more of the kind of dad who said, listen, this is really dangerous, I don't want my kids to do it? Or was he more like, hey, if this is your passion, I'm going to support you, but I'd rather you not? What was it like?
He was, I'd say the second. You know, he didn't want to make me timid from things, but always he'd rather, hey, why don't you, be smart. His always thing was, don't make a living with your hands. Use your head. Use your brain. Don't be dumb like me and break your back. But to me, it comes down to, you got to find something that you really were passionate about, have fun doing. And working on the cars with him was something I always loved. And it's sitting behind a desk all day just wasn't for me. This has been a pretty good fit, you know. So he's been more than supportive all the way through.
What would you say, by the way, we're speaking with Bruno Massel. We'll talk about Garage Squad here in a second on the Velocity Channel. What would you say are for someone who goes to their first NHRA event, something that maybe they have a misconception about that you'd like to clear up about the sport?
You know, I think that people don't realize the technology that's involved. Some people, if you're in a car guy and you know a little bit about racing, they think Formula One and they think IndyCar is this super high-tech world, and it is. Don't get me wrong. It's so as well as NASCAR. But sometimes people almost might look down on drag racing as it's too grassroots. But the technology, the money, the power, the excitement that's there, I always tell people you need to at least go once and experience it. I work for ESPN when I'm not doing these shows doing some of the coverage for NHRA. And I can tell you firsthand, no one can give drag racing that full sensory overload like the actual experience being there. TV doesn't do it justice. The smell, the thunder, everything, it shakes your entire body. And even if you're not a racing fan, you need to go experience it one time.
And the parachute deploying, that's like the little, that's the dessert, right?
It is, because you get those negative G-forces. Just when you think the ride's over, you get the negative G-forces the other way.
Well, I guess it's like landing on a carrier and having the tail hook grab you, huh?
I would imagine so. It sounds like a hell of a thing to do, though. One of these days, you know, some of these guys have been fortunate, some of the people race, but they get to do that kind of stuff and go on some of those other missions with, some of these fighter pilots and stuff. And that would always be something I've always wanted to do. I don't know, it might scare the hell out of me, but I think it'd be a fun ride.
Well, you're doing something that might scare the hell out of a lot of people. Can you share with us maybe your most perilous moment or a chance where you maybe cheated death out there?
I had a pretty good crash about 5 or 6 years ago now, and we were in North Dakota doing basically like a setup race, a match race, where we were booked in to come in and basically put on a show. And needless to say, the show got out of hand because it was a track that really wasn't prepped to be going as fast as we were. Parachutes, we just talked about, didn't deploy. And with one of those cars, once that happens, you've only got so much braking power because you're just stopping with the back of the car. So we went off the track, and they have a sand trap set up with a bunch of ropes to actually stop the car. Well, I went completely through the ropes, through. Mm. It was the track was literally on a fairground. Mm. The front of the car went through the fence, and next thing I know, it was I was trapped in the car. And for a minute, I thought I was paralyzed because I was so far into the nets where it had my head pinned back. Mm. It took me a moment or two to realize I still had feeling in my fingers and my toes, and it was just a matter of them cutting me out of the car to get out as quick as I could because you never know if you're on fire or not, and usually until it's too late, which is always a scary thing.
Goodness gracious. And remind everybody how fast you go out there.
You know, I've been as fast in a quarter mile as 272 miles an hour in 5.5 seconds. So it's a hell of a rush, I'll tell you.
Wow, I would imagine. All right, I want to remind everyone, tonight, the second season of Garage Squad. So anytime you get picked up again for a new season, it was a success. How did the show come together originally? Because it's a pretty cool concept.
It really is. You know, I wasn't there when the formative days came in. I was brought in as a host of the show. But just when they talked to me about the opportunity, I've worked with the Discovery Network and Velocity in the past. I have done a show called Truck U, which we're in our ninth season. It also airs on Velocity, a how-to show on trucks. They approached me about this, and I just love the idea. The fact, because everybody can relate to a project that's kind of fallen to the wayside, that's gotten kicked to the curb. Everybody gets in a little over their head financially, time-wise, knowledge-wise, and that's where we come into play. So it's great getting these people, the vision, the dreams they had that fell to the wayside, sometimes in some cases 20-some years ago, are able to come back to life. And it's pretty neat being part of that process.
And for you growing up, I mean, everybody has a moment with their dad, whether it's, you know, playing catch on the golf course. For you, you would work on cars with your dad, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'd be playing with mini bikes or doing anything I could because I wanted to be like my dad, you know, and that's the time we've always shared. And it's neat for me is that he still comes with the races to me now. He's 72 years old, and it's neat having that family bonding thing we've got, and it all comes down to our love for cars and our passion for it. That's where we connect, which is neat.
Well, as the Garage Squad goes in and tries to restore some of these projects, what do we have in store for us this season?
You know, we've got a lot of emotional roller coasters we go on this year. Last season, it didn't seem like we went down that path, but there were so many attached this year to cars, to family members who had, you know, been lost along the way, and these cars were something that's connected these families together. We've had some really neat projects. I think you'll see everything from and run the gamut, from a lifted-up big truck to a street rod to an old school Corvette to just about everything in between. So I think we've got everybody covered in terms of what everyone's favorites or likes or niches. Everything's covered along this season.
And when's the next time we can see you in person going 275 miles per hour?
Well, this weekend I'll be heading to Heartland Park, Topeka, in Topeka, Kansas, for the NHRA Lucas Oil Drag Racing Series. I should be clocking a timer somewhere at 214 miles an hour. A different category I'll be running this weekend, but should still be a pretty good ride.
That's Bruno Massel, two-time NHRA World Champion, and he's with Garage Squad. And once again, tonight, check it out on the Velocity Channel as the second season gets underway. Hey, Bruno, thanks so much for dropping by, and congratulations on your success, and we look forward to having you again down the road.
Thanks so much for having me today. I really appreciate it, and get a chance, set your DVR, tune in tonight.
Absolutely, we will. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.